You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Mahogany Fawn here on a What the Fuck Wednesday. This is our Silver Fox Era edition of What the Fuck Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday show of the year. I am here with my special guest. I mean, do you want to go by your name or you want an alias or something like that?
No, I'm not going to be no alias.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's gonna be me, baby.
Okay, so welcome, mob crew, Maurice to the mic. Maurice is going to be our test study here. Me and Maurice have been out on a couple of dates, and we got some information in reference to May-December relationships in the era of this Silver Fox. So Maurice, say hey to the mob crew, boo.
What's up, y'all? Yeah.
Anyways, we are going to get started. We're having a general conversation. You guys know on What the Fuck Wednesday, it's always about, you know, usual social topics. Excuse me, I've been drinking. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and shout out SoCo and Coke, because that is what I've been drinking this evening. And that's Southern Comfort and Coca-Cola, if anybody is wondering what the fuck that is. But anyways, so, Maurice.
Yes.
Tell me how you feel about being a Silver Fox.
Only thing I can tell people is get there. Being a black man in America, we don't get to live that long sometimes because everybody seems to want to kill us for some reason or another. And it just don't make no sense. If it ain't the popo, it's the other white man, some other black men, that's because we're killing each other. So to get to the age where my hair turns silver, one time in my life I didn't think I'd get there. So hey, I'm happy to be here.
Okay. And you know what, just for, you know, research purposes, please, if you don't mind, please tell the mob crew how old you are.
In 2 weeks, I'll be 67.
Whoa! But what?
Even at this age, I'm better now than I was when I was 47.
Really?
Oh, I'm strong, baby.
Now, I know that I had discussed with you what we were going to talk about today, but as you are being who you are, I know that you went and you did some research, right?
I did.
Okay, so my question to you is, when you did look up, because Maurice was not familiar with May-December relationships, which I thought it was a term that he would be familiar with, but he wasn't. So, we're going to get into the Silver Fox era, but what did you find out about May-December relationships?
Well, initially, the implication online, if you want to believe Google, and some people believe everything that Google got to say.
You can't believe everything on the internet, people, but yes, continue.
Should be only within 3 years of your potential mate.
Okay, but that's not what I asked you.
But what is the question?
The question was...
You asked me what I discovered when I looked it up. That's what it said.
Well, first of all, I would like the people to know what a May-December relationship is.
It's a relationship between an older person and a younger person.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be the older male, because you got cougars out there.
Yeah.
And they running around snatching up them little young fellas. Why, I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't never run across the right older fella, but hey. I mean, it is what it is.
Have you ran across a cougar before, Maurice?
Yeah, when I was younger, but now a cougar wouldn't be able to handle me.
What? Yeah. But you're the cougar's age.
I'm almost 67.
Right.
And a cougar would probably be like 77. What the hell?
Why would a cougar be? But wait a minute. Why would a cougar be 10 years older than you?
Because a cougar is an older woman with a younger man.
Okay, but you're not a younger man. So why would she? Wouldn't be considered a cougar to you.
Well, then you asked me the question, though, about a cougar and me.
Okay.
In order for her to be a cougar and me,
all right,
she has to be older.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
By at least 5 to 10 years.
And but that's not the definition of a May-December relationship. You just said that it was 1 to 3 years.
I said what? Before you interrupted me.
Oh, excuse me.
It said 1 to 3 years is when a relationship is generally most likely to succeed.
Oh, but with it, a 1 to 3 years age difference?
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, that doesn't necessarily hold true simply because you don't know where a person is at a certain age because everybody doesn't mature at the same rate.
Yes. Okay. Very true.
So,
very, very true.
Women, generally speaking, mature faster than men. Okay. Generally speaking, but not always the case.
All right.
Okay. So, if you are a woman and you mature faster than a man that's your own age, that 3-year gap may not be enough because they may still be trying to figure out who they are, where they're going, what they want to do with their life.
Right.
You know? And nowadays, to me, younger people in their 30s and 40s are generally more less mature than the ones when I was in my 30s and 40s because our goals were different.
Right.
It's like, at 18, we wanted to be out the house, have our own place, have our job and everything. Now, at 18, they still want to stay home and play video games. You know,
okay, true, you know, true. But that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But it still encompasses the whole situation, though. Because when you meet these people, if they're slower in their maturity level or where they want to be at in life or their station in life, that's what you have to deal with now. That's the real situation now. Now, me, I'm like this. I don't place a lot of emphasis on age, even my own.
But why? Why don't you place a lot of emphasis on age? You're going to be 67.
Yes, and I still enjoy life. I enjoy every aspect of male life.
Wait, when you say male life, what do you mean?
As far as even at 67, everything that I was doing when I was 37, 47... 57.
Speak your truth. This is not a candid show. Speak your truth.
I'm still doing it. I'm putting it down.
What?
I'm putting it down.
Oh, shit.
I'm putting it down thick, long, and heavy. Putting it down. It's like, you know, I'm a myth buster. It's like,
makes you a myth buster?
Well,
what makes you a myth? But what makes you even say that? And what would you consider a myth?
Because I only wear a size 9 shoe, and it's surprise, surprise, surprise when they find out like that. It means shit.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Pause. Message. I am a firm believer of the hand and the shoe size means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Because you don't know what they're packing until you actually see what they're packing. So, continue, Maurice. I just wanted to give that disclaimer. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, my thing is, even if you used to believe that...
What do you mean by that? Like, what?
If you used to believe that... Hey... I'm not even going to speak much more on it.
Okay, all right. You know, because we are getting off topic. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are getting off topic. But, no. I like to go out dancing. I like to travel.
Yes.
I just enjoy life, you know, because my thing is, if you are blessed enough to get to this point in life, you should enjoy it because it's life. And you start to realize just how fragile it is, because more and more, the older you get, the more friends you seem to be going to their funerals and so forth. And that's pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Since COVID, I've lost at least 4 friends that I've known for 50 years.
Wow.
Which is older than most of y'all people listening. Well, I mean, it's longer than that. That's how long I've knew these folks. But yet still, I'm still here. You know? And I intend to enjoy however many years I got left, simply because I know I'm already on the other side of halfway.
You're on the other half of your century.
I am past the other half of my century. You know? So I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm loving it. And I don't care what people think, because... Wait a minute.
Before we get too deep, I want to go ahead. We're going to go ahead to a musical break. Our music is brought by the Silver Fox himself, Maurice, this evening. I hope you enjoy this musical interlude. And we'll be right back right here on the Mahogany Fond Mobcast for What the Fuck Wednesday.
Looking your best to me, none compare to you. drives me crazy. Yeah, it's something about you. Yeah, it's something that's so smooth. It's something that's so cool. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
my ship is coming in.
Just past the horizon.
And
right where the sky meets.
It's out there on the ocean. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know it's coming in.
Thank you.
Hey y'all, and we are back right here for a What the Fuck Wednesday with my special guest Maurice. We are discussing the era of the Silver Fox and May-December relationships. Before we left, we were just discussing some details in reference to being the older part of the relationship. But Maurice, before we go any further, I want to discuss May-December relationships, and in reference to that, after you found out that it was what? May-December relationships are what?
Well, a relationship between an older person and a younger person. And when I say older, I don't mean like 2 or 3 years, 10, 15, 20, maybe even 30 years.
That's what it said about a May-December relationship.
That's what it said about a May-December relationship.
Just for you guys tuning in, you know what I mean?
And it's like this. You could meet somebody, mm-hmm. and they may be your age, they may be actually older, mm-hmm. but their level of maturity and their station in life and everything is not where yours is.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's not where it should be, because I think people are where they need to be.
Right.
Or what they can handle. But you can't use that as a guide to determine, like, if you're going to click with somebody, if you're going to vibe with them, if you're going to feel their energy. Mm-hmm. See, because I feel energy from women of different ages.
Mm.
You know? And
Please elaborate on that. What do you mean when you say you feel energies from different...
It's like, if I'm enjoying your company and you're enjoying my company, and whenever we're together, it's like good times.
Yeah.
Not some long periods of silence.
Okay.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to relate to. Even if it's just about just sex.
But
it's
you don't think the age difference doesn't make things difficult for you to relate to the other person?
It depends on how they were raised. Mm-hmm. It depends on what they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what they're open to. See, because some people are very closed-minded. Like, okay, that's old. Well, old ain't always a bad thing.
True, very true.
You know? If you listen to the lyrics of the old school songs,
which I prefer,
you listen to their lyrics.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about nowadays.
The men, when they're singing to a woman, mm-hmm. they make them want to take their panties off.
They do.
Make them want to take them off.
Finish telling me what you're about to say.
You know?
Yes.
And they're more respectful towards what I consider to be one of God's greatest creations.
Mm. And what is
the
that?
The black woman.
Oh,
not
okay.
just any woman. No, I mean, it's no okay. slight against white women, Asian women, or whatever.
Yes, please, because we have listeners of all races.
But I can only speak to what I'm most accustomed to. Mm. Not saying I haven't done any of the other ones,
right?
But ain't nobody never done me like a sister.
Okay,
I'm here to tell you.
Hey now, Maurice.
Nowadays, they're starting to get built the same way, but you don't even know if they purchased it or if they were born with it.
Oh, yeah, for it's manufactured.
That's right,
hey.
Man. Some manufactured shit. You know, it's like, no, I want some real stuff. I don't want to lift up a titty and find a damn scar in there where it's been stuffed with some silicone
for
or something.
For real?
You know, but for real. If you didn't grow that shit yourself, it ain't for me. How would you feel? You're a woman. You lift up the man dick. You see a long scar in there, and you see he got a damn implant because he didn't grow that shit.
No, that shit is crazy. And you know what? Nobody has ever said that shit to me ever. And that would be fucking nuts.
Oh, yes, it would be nuts in more ways than one. Okay? Because if you didn't grow it on your own, whatever you were blessed with, know how to work that.
Right.
You know how to work that. You know, fortunately for me, I'm not going to say it, but I was blessed.
Okay. All right, Maurice. Don't be letting my listeners in on all your business.
I ain't going to let them know all my business.
All right, now.
But I'm not one of them people just talk about it.
Lord have mercy. If anybody ever wants to know, Maurice is the chocolate fellow on the flyer, if y'all ever wanted to know. what Mr. Maurice looks like after listening to this episode. He is on the flyer. That's why he is my guest this evening. But I don't want to stray too far away from our conversation.
I guess you don't.
Okay. So first, before we get any further into the May-December relationships, because I want to give some examples of us going out so that people truly understand, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, I do want you to discuss what the attraction is to this whole silver fox thing. And I know that you be pulling, excuse my language, y'all, but I know you be pulling bitches and hoes off your beard alone. This, like I said, he is one of the pictures in the advertisement. He is one of the first little circles. He's the chocolate nigga in the first little circles. So the man is kind of striking. So my thing is this.
Kinda?
Well, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. You know what I mean? Just saying you're kind of striking is already like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just trying to be fair to all my listeners. I don't want nobody to think I'm taking sides or nothing. You know what I mean? But y'all know I'm chocolate. Y'all know how I get down. Anyways, but being the silver fox that you are in this modern day era, how do the women approach you and treat you? Like, what's going on? Tell me what's the down low. Like,
a lot of it has to do with your locality, to be perfectly honest with you.
What you mean by that?
Okay. If you're here, down south.
What is here, down south? Please specify for those
Virginia,
who know I live.
Hampton Roads.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or something like that, or smaller metropolitan area.
Okay.
Women are not very aggressive. They could see you for years, might even like what they see, want to talk to you, but never say a word. Okay. Whereas on the other hand, I could go to D.C.,
okay,
Atlanta, New York.
Okay.
And if a lady likes what she see when she see me, she'll roll up and approach and have something to say. It's like they already realize that life is short. You know, time is short. It's like if it's something you want in, if it's something you want in life, you cannot expect it to just sort of land in your lap. What they say, a closed mouth don't get fed.
I mean,
well, you keep your mouth closed, you ain't gonna get fed.
Yeah, but like in DC, the ratio to men is like zero to fucking none. So, like, for a woman to step to you there, yeah, I understand that because there's not a lot of men-to-women ratio out there. Yeah, they got to shoot their shot now. And that's if they, you know, that's if they even know you're a fucking man at this point.
Why can't it be that way here?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, you know, you're giving an example of D.C. as women stepping to you, but in D.C., it's like six women to, like, one man.
Supply and demand. That's the first rule of commerce.
Wait a minute now. Okay, that's fine. I give you that. I do. Demand. I'm with you on that. I am. And that's fine.
And even then, they're leery simply because, I mean, and not me. Definitely not me.
Uh-huh.
Because you got these brothers out here perpetrating, like, they act like they like women, but they like men too. But see, like
wait a minute. So, that's an episode for another show.
So the women are trying to filter through that bullshit.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we are.
And sometimes they don't find out until after the fact that he like dudes more than he like you.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to stop right there. My question was, as a silver fox, how have the ladies been treating you with your white beard? That is my question.
Okay, the way they treat me with the white beard, they love it.
And when you say love it, what do you mean?
Oh, they say like, you have a very nice beard, striking. Can I touch it? Can I rub your face?
Uh-huh.
Things of that nature.
Are they willing to do extra things because you have a white beard? Or is it just more opportunity because your beard is white?
No, I'm not going to say that the white beard is what causes them to want to do extra things. Because if you don't have a realistic conversation, mm-hmm. You know, like, a non-BS conversation, something that you're shooting a bunch of old lines or whatever.
So that's what I was about to say. Like, you're not just shooting a whole bunch of old lines. You're not just throwing money out. You know what I'm saying? What exactly? Why are women so inclined to approach a man that is silver, that is considered
because
a silver
fox? Because they're tired of playing with fucking children. They're tired of people that want to play games or whatever. They're looking for somebody who's real. I mean, and once you get to a certain age, hopefully, you're being real. You're not going to sit there and play games. It's like...
Very true.
It goes right back to what I said. Life is short and fragile. It's like, you don't know if you're going to even be here in the next 5 minutes, much less tomorrow, next week, next year.
That's right.
You know, it's like...
Yeah.
So...
Especially the way the world is going. You definitely don't know.
You know, COVID been to snatch your ass up. It was stuck up behind you. Come here, motherfucker. You going to die today.
Okay, before anybody dies on this What the Fuck Wednesday, we will be right back after this musical break with my guest Maurice. We are talking about the Silver Fox era and May-December relationships right here on the Mahogany Fun Mobcast. And I'll see you right back in just a few.
I'ma do me best, tell the day that kissing me when he holds my hand. He wants everyone to know I'm his woman and he is my man. We can talk about anything. He's got nothing to hide. He's not afraid of his feelings. He's not a slave to his pride. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart. Now I'm ready. He touches my soul and my spirit. He's giving me love so steady.
Love me so steady.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, we are back with another What the Fuck Wednesday. I'm with my special guest, Maurice. We are talking about the Silver Fox era. I am snacking because I am tipped off of my SoCo and Coke, but that's neither here nor there. So if you hear some smacking in between, that's just me enjoying my motherfucking wings and fries.
Awesome.
Anyways, you know what? You are such a trip, and you know, the age doesn't matter, y'all. Age does not matter. Men are men. Men are men.
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Anyways, we were just discussing, you know, this the era of the Silver Fox. And for our, you know, final portion, I wanted to get into this whole May-December relationship thing, especially in the modern day age where it's natural to have a, what you call it, Maurice, a sugar daddy. Be a sugar baby, you know what I mean? Just be something beneficial to the opposite sex than what it is. But, you know, we're talking to Maurice, and like I said, me and Maurice went out on a couple of dates. We went to a couple of places, and I want to discuss kind of our experiences when we did do that. Maurice, you explained to me that I am the youngest person that you've, you know, been on a date with.
This is true.
Out publicly, and Maurice is the eldest
publicly
man.
Publicly, privately, any kind of way.
Okay, well, same here. Outside of, you know, my family members.
Right. Well, that's not a date, but go ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the eldest that I have stepped outside in public with, so... As far as May-December relationships, you said that they are usually, what, 10, 20 years apart? That's May-December relationships? That's what it said?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and just for the record, I just want to let the people know that you are your age.
I'm almost 67.
Okay.
And you are 36.
I am 36. I am almost 37, like 6 months, you know what I mean? But yes, okay, so that is our age difference. We have a 30-year age gap. So when we stepped out for the first time, I did not pay too close of attention to what I was seeing. But at a certain point, I couldn't help but pay attention to what I was seeing because it was so prevalent in my face.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, you know, people are going to look and they're going to assume.
Yes.
And if you look good together, appear to be having fun, or really enjoying each other, some people just going to be hating. Because misery loves company.
Misery does.
And, you know, if they see something that they don't have, they have a tendency to wish they had it, you know. It's like you pull up to a stoplight and a Bentley pull up beside you and you in a Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you wishing you had it.
Okay.
You know, but you don't.
All right,
so
granted.
So work with what you got.
Granted. But what about the perspective that people are automatically assume? At Maurice's age, he's at the point where he really does not give a fuck, okay?
Truly.
He has voiced that multiple times. He's like, wherever you want to go is fine by me. I don't give a shit. But I always wonder, is that because you're the male counterpart in the situation and I'm the female, or because you're the older and society says that that's okay and I'm the younger and I look like the gold digger?
No, it's not so much that society says it's okay, because even if you were an older woman than me, Mm-hmm. If we enjoy each other's company,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what people think about me at this point in life. You will get to a certain stage in life where you just won't care. If they're not paying your bills, they ain't fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing nothing for you except for talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you worried about what they got to say?
Right.
I mean, I personally don't care. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, go way back old school, sticks and stones may break my bones.
But right.
Words will never hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hurt me simply because I take care of Maurice.
Okay.
And I am responsible for Maurice's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
No, I cannot place that on anyone else.
And I think that's a life lesson in general, not just for young and old. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, now, granted, you can have somebody in your life that adds to your happiness, mm-hmm. that contributes to your happiness.
Yeah.
And when you have that, hold on to it. Mm-hmm. Because, believe me, there will be many instances more people that make you miserable than it is that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to run through the gauntlet, so to speak, and deal with that. You know, it's like you got people to go through their whole life and never realize what real love is about or what real feelings are with someone else that actually gets you.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about the perspective when it comes to the May-December relationships, how older people can kind of manipulate the younger people into doing what they want because they're more knowledgeable and have been on the earth longer?
Well, then that means that older person that you're with is not for you. Because when you feel that you have to manipulate somebody into a situation,
mm-hmm.
you're tricking them. You're robbing them of their will, their free will.
Mm.
It's like, why do that? You know, I don't want to be with nobody that don't want to be with me. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to be with me because of who I am, then I say carry ass.
Mm.
I mean, and quickly. You mean, hurry up. Don't waste my damn time. I'd rather you waste my money than to waste my damn time. And it ain't like I got a whole lot of money either.
Okay.
You know, but waste my money. I can go out and make some more of that. Any minute I give you, I cannot retrieve.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it back. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a minute closer than I am to leaving this earth.
Wow.
So I am not concerned with those other things. It's mm-hmm. like, I want to be happy. I want to leave here with a smile on my face.
Okay.
You know? And
I think most people want to, but, you know, that's not the consensus when you die, you know?
Well, you know, you're born to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
I mean, that's bottom line. I mean,
true
like,
that.
And
fear, message.
You should not fear death because it's coming for you one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you should do is concern yourself with what you are doing in the interim.
Right.
You know, it's like if you're in a May-December relationship,
mm-hmm.
if you two jointly don't help that person to be a better person in
right.
the long run,
mm-hmm.
then you don't need to be together no damn way. If I can't help this younger person
uh-huh.
to gather more knowledge and more insight about me and themselves
mm-hmm.
and the world that they have to exist in,
mm-hmm.
then what's the point? I mean, really, what is the point? And if I can't gather something from them, because I'm quick to say, like, anybody from a crackhead to a PhD can give you some knowledge if you're open to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And listening is a skill.
Yes,
everybody, unless you're deformed or whatever, and I mean, I'm not trying to slight nobody, but unless you have some type of birth defect.
Disability, right.
Or disability
I got you.
Or whatever. You're born with the ability to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between hearing and listening.
Listening
is a
right.
learned behavior. You learn to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn to hear.
Mm.
Okay.
That comes naturally.
So that comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listen and actually absorb it, and if they're saying something that you don't understand, don't feel like you shouldn't ask for them to give you some clarification.
That's right.
You know, because you don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I decided right now that I was going to stop learning from people, and that's from children to really, really old people, because y'all think I'm old, but I ain't. But you know, you think what the hell you want. I don't give a fuck. That's my line. I don't give a fuck. You can call me, you can call me Mr. Maurice. Don't give a fuck.
All right.
But the point is, you know, made me lose my train of thought.
That's what something else.
That happens when you get older too. You can't always keep track of where the hell you at. But it'll come back to me. It's like them computers you got. When you put too much damn data in there, it takes longer for it to come back up when you take a hit search. But eventually it'll come up. Yeah, that little wheel just keeps spinning around, spinning around, spinning around. But y'all know how that shit go. Anyway. I'm still lost.
It's all right. It's okay. Because
I'm good, though.
I believe they get the gist of it, but I got one last question. What's okay. Up,
baby? I mean,
I'm not cutting that either. I'm keeping that in.
Leave it on in there. I don't give a shit. You know me.
Okay, so as an older gentleman going out with me, what was the reaction that you got? I got the crazy eyes. What was the reaction that you got?
Well, if you could read a person's facial expression, the reaction that I got, and maybe that's just in my own mind, they wish they was me. And I'm glad I'm me. So, hey.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, see, I didn't have anybody come up to me and say anything to me, but did you have anybody come up to you and say anything to you?
Well, yeah, you know, and it's like,
what do you mean? I didn't have anybody come up to me and say anything about you.
Oh, well, see, you know, they're throwing shade and not shade at the same time.
What you mean?
Go ahead, pimp. I'm not a fucking pimp. You know, go ahead, player. I ain't no player. I'm just a regular, hard-working brother, you know, they like to do regular stuff with regular people. I'm a down-to-earth brother. I was raised in the hood. It's like, snobbiness is not my thing, and if you're a snob, I only want to be around you.
But people would think you were a snob by your appearance. Well, you look, you know, very bougie.
Well, people have assumed that until they actually have a conversation with me, and they're like, and they realize, like, I'm just a regular down-to-earth brother. Okay. See, because we did not get to pick the skin that we happen to appear in.
That's right.
And at some point in life, I'm hoping everybody understands what you see is not who that person is. The only way you can find out who a person is to get to know what's going on inside of them, not that's what's right. on the outside of them.
That's right.
You know? I mean, and you, I mean, that's important. If you don't start to understand that what's inside is what's really important, right. Now, I would be lying, and I'm not going to lie to you, if I didn't say that initially the visuals are what initiate a conversation between two people if they're total strangers out and about.
Yeah,
because what? If there's no type of attraction there, there's going to be no conversation. They ain't, hell, they'll walk right by you like you're invisible. Ain't going to speak, ain't going to say, hey, what's up or nothing. But if they like what they see, they will at least say hello.
Okay.
And that's usually the beginning of a conversation if it's reciprocated.
Right. Okay. You know?
So, Miss Mahogany?
Yeah.
She's a bad bee.
We ain't going there.
You know, but we ain't gonna go to the B word because I heard that's something for another day too. But
yes, that's that one for another episode.
She's a good looking woman. She's a beautiful chocolate woman.
Thank you so very much. You know. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I truly appreciate you being my guest today, Maurice. I think you dropped a lot of knowledge on the people today about the era of the Silver Fox. And I just appreciate you for wanting to share that information with the people.
Well, I would love to come back on other topics because one thing, you don't live to be this old and learn nothing unless you're a damn fool. So there's knowledge that I can share, nobody has to necessarily agree, but at some point in life, they will find that a lot that I have to say will come to fruition. Mm. And it'll be like, you know, that brother said that 10 years ago on a podcast, and I really didn't understand it. And now I understand it. See, so don't just take what's being said to you and throw it in the garbage because you feel like you don't need it. Right. Can't use it right now.
Don't take it for just face value.
That's right. Put it in your little handy dandy toolbox. Mm-hmm. Because one day you may need it. It's like you don't want to go riding down the highway in your car and ain't got no spare tire. You're hoping you ain't gonna need it. But you best have it up in there in case you get a flat.
Just in case.
You know, and that's what it is. Keep that knowledge for just in case. Because okay. One day you may actually need it. And if you do need it, you want it to be there.
All right, now. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth himself. Now, Maurice, I usually close out the show with, where can they find you at? No, not kisses. I mean, I do, but no, but...
Really?
Anyways, moving on. I like to say that life is a game of tag. Somebody is always it, and that it is... Or could be you, like it is Maurice, the silver fox here, because he's just gorgeous. Anyways, with that being said, until next time, blessings. Maurice, say peace out.
Peace out.
Entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.